Our first time in Halacha Shira of the Zman, I wanted to do something that was a shaila I've been asked several times over the past few months, and that is, can a person tie tzitzis at night? Why the sudden interest in tying tzitzis at night? So I think there's a bit of a resurgence in interest in people tying their own tzitzis as more and more people get tcheles for their tzitzis. Because when you get really into the mitzvah, you want to be as in as you possibly can be. And therefore people, and now there are all these new ways of tying it that they never heard before when you had only lavan. So people are very interested in tying their own tzitzis, which is a wonderful thing. But people who aren't used to tying tzitzis don't know all the rules. So I often get the question, can you tie tzitzis at night? It happens to be that this shaila relates very much to Maseches Sukkah, and we'll see why in a moment. The idea of tying your own tzitzis is a good thing. The Netziv points out in his Perush on the She'iltos that there are multiple types of hechsher mitzvah, things that you have to do to prepare in order to be able to do a mitzvah, but the highest level of hechsher mitzvah is a hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'kra. If the Torah actually identifies the hechsher mitzvah, the Torah says, gedilim tasalcha, you should make tzitzis, then that raises the level of making tzitzis from a regular hechsher mitzvah to a super hechsher mitzvah. It makes it something that's very much worthwhile to do on your own, much like building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is identified in the Torah as something that one does, even though the real mitzvah of sukkah is sitting in the sukkah, living in the sukkah. But building the sukkah is identified in the pasuk, and therefore it's a high level of hechsher mitzvah. It's something we strongly encourage a person to do. But the question of whether you're allowed to tie tzitzis at night, in a certain sense, is not really such a great question. What I mean by that is that all of the poskim agree that you're allowed to tie tzitzis at night, and that there is really very little doubt about what the conclusion is. So that doesn't make for a great question. But in another sense, it is a great question because all of the poskim discuss it, meaning they all raise the issue, and that leads to a whole lot of Torah that relates to that issue of tying tzitzis at night. So I already gave away the end. The end is, yes, you're allowed to tie tzitzis at night. The question is how we get there. But what I mean by how we get there is what the potential problem might be and why that problem is not a problem. So what is the potential problem? Potential problem is a major issue that comes up in Maseches Sukkah called Ta'aseh V'lo Mina Asui. We have a mitzvah Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha that you're supposed to make sukkos, and therefore the Gemara is going to tell us, Mishnah is going to tell us, Achotek Begadish, if you have a pile of wood and you hollow out an empty area in that pile that you could then crawl into, your sukkah is possible because the schach was mina aswi. It just sort of formed itself as you hollowed it out rather than you placing the schach. We have a similar idea when it comes to tzitzis. By tzitzis, you have to actually tie the tzitzis onto a beged of dalet kanfos. You can't have tzitzis already tied on and then you turn it into a beged of dalet kanfos. That is a violation of ta'aseh v'lo mina aswi. For example, if you have a beged that has three corners and on the fourth it's not a corner, it's rounded, and you tie tzitzis on all four sides of the beged, and then you take a scissor and you square off that fourth corner, your tzitzis are pasul. That is a violation of ta'aseh v'lo mina aswi. So says the Prima Gadim in Simin Yud Ches and Mishpatzal Zav Sivkad Naliv. Well, wait a second. Maybe there should be a problem of tying tzitzis at night. Because if you hold that Laila loves man tzitzis, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis at night. So at the time that you're making the tzitzis, you're not making a chefta shel mitzvah. When does it become a chefta shel mitzvah? When the sun rises in the morning. Now all of a sudden, on its own, it became a chefta shel mitzvah. But you didn't make it a chefta shel mitzvah. It became a chefta shel mitzvah. Says the Prima Gadim, maybe that should be a violation, a problem of ta'aseh v'lo mina aswi. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Gimel, Os Chav Gimel, understands that the Prima Gadim's conclusion to be that l'chadchila better not to do it. L'chadchila, it's really better not to tie tzitzis at night for this reason. If you actually look up the Prima Gadim, it's not clear why Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that that's his conclusion. Prima Gadim actually says, you know, we have the shayla, can you tie tzitzis at night, can you not? And he says, and the answer is, you can. The answer is, it's kosher. It's not really ta'aseh v'lo mina aswi. Ta'aseh v'lo mina aswi is when the cheftza shel mitzvah is problematic, and then you did something to fix the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah in like this roundabout way, like squaring off that fourth corner. But over here, it's just zman. It's a matter of time. And you just wait, and it's not an issue in the Chefetz. The Chefetz remains exactly the same. That's what the Prim Gadim actually says. It's not abundantly clear why Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that the Prima Gadim thinks you should be machmir l'chadchila. In fact, what the Prima Gadim writes, maybe where Rav Shlomo Zalman got it from, is the Prima Gadim also discusses, what if a person tied tzitzis on Shabbos? So tying tzitzis on Shabbos is an iser d'oraisa, terrible thing to do. What if you tied tzitzis on Shabbos b'shogeg? You were so excited to tie your tzitzis, you wake up in the morning before anyone else is up in your house, and you tie your tzitzis, and then you realize that it's Shabbos. You tie tzitzis b'shogeg on Shabbos. Are your tzitzis kosher? So in that context, the Prima Gadim says that that might even be more obviously kosher than tying it at night. So maybe that's where Shlomo Zalman saw that the Prima Gadim wasn't so excited about tying it at night. Because he said tying on Shabbos b'shogeg is even more obviously kosher than tying it at night. What is the svara of why it's kosher? So we already gave one svara. Actually, before we even get to that, a couple of more points as to why it might be problematic. The Rama recommends l'chadchila that women should not tie tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's women are allowed to tie tzitzis. Rama recommends l'chadchila that women should not tie tzitzis. My wife asks me all the time. My kids, she's washing my kids' tzitzis, and which needs frequent washing because you know they're kids and they're they play ball and stuff and it gets disgusting. So they so very often she'll notice that the knots are coming. Can she tighten the knots? Can she tie the kesher elyon on the tzitzis? Rama recommends l'chachila better for women not to tie tzitzis. Why? Because she's not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. Happens we have a chapter in my sefer about that, about women tying tzitzis. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that has nothing to do with men tying tzitzis at night. A woman tying tzitzis, I understand, he says, l'chadchila is something that we would suggest not to do because they're not bechlal the mitzvah. A man at night is bechlal the mitzvah, it's just not the zman of the mitzvah. And therefore a man at night, he thinks, is not, to tie tzitzis is not a problem. So why can you do it, or can we prove that you can do it? So says Rav Ovadia Yosef, Chuvis Yabiomer Cheleches or Chaim Simon Gimel, a Pashra Svara to show that you're allowed to tie tzitzis at night. And he points out that, after all, the greatest raya is sukkah. When do you build the sukkah? Okay, now we're going to get interactive. When do you build the sukkah? On sukkahs? Before sukkahs. Oh, but wait a second. When you're building a sukkah before sukkahs, it's not this man mitzvah yet. So you're building something that is not a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah at all. If I have a sukkah in my backyard right now, it is not a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. When does it become a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah? When sukkah hits. So isn't that the same exact thing as tying tzitzis at night? So don't you see, by the fact that we build our sukkahs before sukkahs, and then we assume that it works, so you could tie tzitzis at night as well. In fact, the Bikur Yaakov has a discussion in his Tosefis Bikurim, Simitav Reish Chafesim Katan Dalid, when he talks about sukkah, he says, are you allowed to build a sukkah before sukkahs? He says, it has to be that you're allowed to, because after all, would anyone in their right mind tell you you're not allowed to tie tzitzis at night? Like he brings the raya the other way. But they're both obvious, meaning obviously you're allowed to make it before the zman. The truth is, Rosh Sturmbach says the comparison is not a great comparison. Because what is the mitzvah of sukkah? What's the mitzvah of sukkah? The mitzvah of sukkah is not to build the sukkah, it's yeshiva b'sukkah. It's to live in the sukkah, to dwell in the sukkah. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? And it's clear this way in Rishonim. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's not levishas hatzitzis. No. The mitzvah of tzitzis is tying the tzitzis. It's kshiras hatzitzis. Once you're wearing a bevel of dal kanfus, you now have a chiyuv to tie. So he says, it could be building a sukkah is allowed before the zman mitzvah, because that's not really the mitzvah. That's purely a hechsher mitzvah. Tying the tzitzis, that's actually the mitzvah. So he says, maybe sukkah is not the greatest raya in the world, but there are other rayas. The Ri HaLavan is quoted by the Arzuru and Chel Besim Resh Peites, who allows building a sukkah, another raya from sukkah, but in a different, slightly different, building a sukkah under a roof, and then removing the roof. let's say you have a retractable roof, can you build the sukkah first, then remove the roof? He says, yes. At the time you're building the sukkah, it's not kosher, because at the time you're laying out the schach, it's not kosher, because it's under a roof. That's okay, because the actual sukkah is fine, it's just something has to happen afterwards, outside of it, that'll make it okay. So over here as well, you're tying the tzitzis at night, the actual tzitzis are fine, just something has to happen, sunrise has to happen, in order to make the mitzvah something that you can do. It happens to be that case of sukkahs and machlokes rishonim, but even Rabbeinu Baruch, who holds that it would be a problem in that case with the sukkah of the roof, would probably be moda by tzitzis. Then there's the Chachma Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Ches brings a raya that it's perfectly fine tight tzitzis at night from the third parak of Maseches Yuma. The halach is shchita is pasul b'layla based on a pasuk b'yom zivchachem that you can only shech b'yom and not b'layla. But says the Chachma Shlomo, hakrava of a karban is for sure pasul b'layla. We don't do avodah b'layla. So if hakrava of a karban is pasul b'layla, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that shchita is pasul b'layla? Of course shchita is pasul b'layla. If after all, if the mitzvah is only supposed to be done during the day, and that would necessarily mean that you're not allowed to do what sets you up for that mitzvah at night, right, then obviously shchita is pasul b'layla. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me shchita is pasul b'layla? Says the Chachma Shlomo, what you see from there is that even when you have a mitzvah that only applies during the day, you are allowed to set yourself up for the mitzvah at night. And therefore, just like without the pasuk, I would have assumed hakravas hakarban not okay during the laila. It's only okay during the day. But the setting up for the hakrava, the shchita, can be done at night. So same with tzitzis, where there is no pasuk. The tzitzis, the mitzvah is done during the day, and the setting up for the mitzvah, the tying of the tzitzis, can even be done at night. In the Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chelechesim Memzayim, the Deber Tzina Rav also points out, he says, would anyone hold that you're not allowed to bind the lulav at night, or that you can't hollow out a shofar at night, or that you're not allowed to tie the knot on your tefillin at night? He says, ridiculous. No one would ever hold such a thing, and therefore you can't say that by tzitzis either. Obviously, by tzitzis you're allowed to do the tying at night. Now, l'chora, that's circular logic, meaning if you would hold that it's a problem to tie tzitzis at night, then the answer would be Enochinami. You would also hold it's a problem to tie the knot of your tefillin at night. You would also hold it's a problem to hollow out the shofar. You'd hold all of those things, meaning Enochinami. They would all be a problem. But that's what he points out, and he brings other rayas as well. Now, Rav Vadi Yosef brings one more raya, and then we'll wrap it up. And that is that there's a base mayor in Aruch Chaim Simen Yud Dalet that if you borrow a beged and you put tzitzis on a borrowed beged, what's the halacha if you borrow a talis? Is it chayiv in tzitzis or pater in tzitzis? If you borrow a talis, halacha is pater from tzitzis for the first 30 days. After 30 days, chayiv midrabanan, still not chayiv midaraisa. So let's say I borrow a beged from you, and I tie tzitzis on that beged, and then I give it back to you. Do you have to untie them and retie them? Because after all, when I tied the tzitzis on the beged, there was no chayiv tzitzis, it was a borrowed beged. And no one would say that if I then give it back to you, that you have to retie them. So says Rav Vadi Yosef, that's a raya, that it's okay to tie tzitzis at night. As long as when you're tying the tzitzis, the cheft, so the object itself, is becoming a kosher pair of tzitzis, even though, because of circumstance, whether it be the timing, whether it be that it's a borrowed beged, because of circumstance, it happens to not be used for the mitzvah right now, you see that it's okay. You're allowed to make it, even though circumstantially it's not being used for the mitzvah right now. So that's where Rav Avadia Yosef quotes from the Beis Meir, from Tshuvas Lev Chaim, and others. Halach Lamaisa, it turns out that there is one posek, the Shulchan HaTohar, who suggests being machmir lechachila, not to tie tzitzis at night, but everybody else is mekel. Rav Surmach quotes that the Chazon Ish asked someone dafka to tie his tzitzis at night, perhaps because he wanted to make a point that this is a Chazon Ish is not someone who is noted for his kulas, and yet he dafka wants someone to tie his tzitzis at night. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, not in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, but in his Mechtavim, also says no reason whatsoever to be machmir not to tie tzitzis at night, and he also is not known for his kulas. The Mishnah Berurah is known to try to be machmir, to try to satisfy all opinions. He doesn't even think this is an opinion that needs to be satisfied. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, there is no doubt, as we said at the beginning, that one is certainly permitted to tie tzitzis at night. Okay.